Why, if anything that would ever indicate that to you, that should. Because the first people to see him were women. The first men were common men. The first apostle was one who had lived in blasphemous denial of him. Their last moments together before the resurrection. Jesus wants everybody to recognize him. Now, how is he going to be recognized? Let me close just by telling you. The first way he'll be recognized is this. He reveals himself when you are engaged in spiritual conversation with somebody else about him. Now, this is something we've missed. I want you to follow me carefully for these next few moments, these last moments of our service. You see, God has so designed it that when Christians gather to talk about Jesus, depending on the Holy Spirit, all of a sudden, when two of them were there before, there's a third one there with them. It's the way it's designed. Now, this church is never going to be what God wants it to be until every gathering of its people under any pretext or pretense whatsoever condenses to one thing. We spiritually converse about spiritual things. Listen to what it says. They were conversing with each other about all these things which had taken place. And it came about that while they were conversing and discussing, Jesus himself approached and began traveling with them. Their eyes were blinded so that they did not recognize him. He said to them, "What are these words that you are exchanging with one another as you are walking?" Now, how did he know they were even doing that? Listen, you know what the word exchanging there is? It's the Greek word antibality. It means to toss back and forth. You ever played ping pong? Have a table and a little round hollow ball. Have a paddle, two participants at least. And that ball is back and forth across the net, depending on how good you are. Back and forth. You ever played tennis? Where the one participant gets a racket, tosses up, serves, hits somewhere over there, and the other person tries to hit it back. Back and forth, back and forth. You ever played badminton? The birdie goes up in the air, the racket hits it, goes across the net, comes back and back again. This is the exact word that's used right here. They were tossing the ideas about Jesus that were baffling them back and forth between them. And as they did, Jesus came and began to walk with them. Listen, every deacon's meeting this church ever holds ought to have one purpose, and that is to toss back and forth the mind of Jesus Christ so that he walks up and joins himself to all those who are there. We're wasting a lot of time. Every Sunday school class that ever has a gathering ought to amount to the same thing, where we are sharing him back and forth, talking about him, and Jesus comes up and joins himself with us. Every time Christians are together under any pretense, it ought to be back and forth with Jesus, and he comes up and joins himself to them. We're wasting a lot of time when we could have been enjoying the glorious presence of the Son of God. Secondly, He revealed himself to them while they were in specific conversation with him in truth-centered prayer. It says, he said to them, he spoke, then they said to him, they spoke, he said to them, he spoke, they said to him, they spoke, so that back and forth, Jesus and those two people were discussing together. That's what prayer is. It's simply talking to Jesus Christ. So that when we are in specific conversation with him, he unfolds more of himself. Thirdly, when they were in scriptural conversation about his person, he began to more richly unfold himself than he had before. They were talking, they said, "We don't understand this." He said, "Oh, fools and slow of heart to believe all that the scriptures said." And then it says, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, all through the Old Testament, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Listen, I challenge you to live with your Bible open and always have it with you, so that every spare minute you have, you are raking this word for the mind of God. I have tremendous hopes for even the worst of men if he will read the Bible. But I'll tell you honestly, I am terribly fearful for even the best of men if he will not read the Bible because he's about to fall to the enemy. Get your Bible open. Soak yourself in it. Live in it. Get the mind of God out of the book. And as you do, Jesus will draw close and open your mind and unfold his word to you. But now listen, just before we finish, why then didn't they recognize him? They were in spiritual conversation with each other and still didn't recognize him. They were in specific conversation with him and still didn't recognize him. They were in scriptural conversation about his person and still didn't recognize him. How does that tell you why we can do these things all the time and still not really know the dynamic presence of Jesus? You know when they recognized him? Let me close. They got 7 miles down that roadway. It was late in the afternoon, and they said, "We've got to turn in here." And the Bible says he took steps to go right on by. And the Bible says they constrained him. They put their hands on his shoulders and said, "We urge you, please come in and abide with us." Now that's the way Jesus always is. He loves for you to scripturally converse with one another about his person. He loves for you to specifically converse with him in prayer. He loves for you to back and forth with other Christians, talk about him. But you know when he will let you see him in full? Listen. He said, "All right, I'll come in." So he turned and went in the house with them. They realized something of the importance of their guest, though they didn't know who he was, so they hurried around and threw together a meal. And they asked him to sit down in the guest chair at that table. Now, are you following me? And all of a sudden, Jesus took the initiative. He said, "I didn't come in here to be a guest. I came in here the only way I'll ever go in anywhere, to be the host. If I cannot be Lord inside this house, I must leave because I will not stay for any other reason." And so they consented and conceded. And Jesus became the host inside their house at their table. He reached out and took the bread that was theirs as if it were his own. He broke it in his hands. He passed it out to them after giving thanks. And they took it, knowing immediately that Jesus was the one sitting across the table from them. Do you know when Jesus Christ will reveal himself like that to you? Now listen, I don't want to ever hear an argument out of you. Just don't bother to come to me until you're willing to do this. If you know this, then don't bother to talk to me about any other possibility, because there is none. If you are unwilling to let Jesus Christ be the host inside your own heart, then don't bother to argue about whether or not he's alive, because you'll never know. It's only when you're willing for him to be Lord, to sit at the table inside you and turn it into a banquet table, to spread God's table and invite you to feast, that you'll ever know that Jesus Christ is really alive. So I've got one big question for you today. Is he Lord inside of you, or is he not? Is he the host, or you just want him as a guest? Are you willing to let him control? Are you bandying back and forth what you should do? I want to invite you to just let Jesus be Lord. Now that's going to mean at the beginning, some of you are down this church aisle today, to make the kind of commitment Jesus Christ called you to make, saying, "I may not understand this. He didn't ask me to. He asked me to hold open house to him and let him control me on the inside, and I'm coming today to do that." If you're not a Christian, receive Christ as your Lord and thus as your Savior, and let him have his way with you. If you are a Christian, he leads you and you're aware of his leading. Matters of church membership come by promise of letter, by statement, for baptism, whatever way the church receives members as the Spirit of God speaks to your heart. Let Christ have his way in you today and come and do what he tells you to do. I'm going to ask that we stand quietly to our feet, bow our heads and close our eyes. Would you be in a spirit of prayer? In just a moment, our choir is going to begin to sing the hymn of invitation. As they sing, you do whatever God puts in your heart to do, and let Christ have his way in your life just now. As he leads you, the choir sings, you come.